League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on The Usual Suspects as hour number one in the books. Two more of the big show still to go. That means we are ready to roll. We talked a little basketball on the suspensions for the Rockets players with two big games coming up against the Timberwolves tonight. By the way, we mentioned in the past the Wolves right on the heels, on the cusp of catching up to the Warriors and the Rockets as they're playing good basketball. Jimmy Butler quietly an MVP candidate. And then, of course, Saturday night they play the Warriors at Toyota Center. And that is the rubber game between the two teams for the year to who wins the season series. Could be big.
Could be. Absolutely.
Good thing they'll be at full strength.
I saw something that bothered me.
Please bring it to me.
Yesterday, a couple things. One, I saw, we'll talk about it in a minute, the coldest city on the planet. My wife showed me a picture of this lady whose eyebrows look like their eyelashes. It looked fake.
Okay.
They're covered in ice and snow. But as I was doing research for, you know, I write for Sports Map, but I also write for Houston Sports and stuff. But it's completely different. Like the Houston Sports and stuff is, it'll transfer over sometimes, but I add stuff to that article. And I was looking at this thing, you know, Tide Pods is the big is the big rage right now. Kids are eating these for some stupid ass reason that I have no idea why, other than the fact that someone jokingly said, "Hey, it's the coolest thing to do," and then these dumbass kids started doing it. And then some dude tried to bust open the liquid and vape the Tide Pod liquid, which was also really, really stupid. But I saw this picture on Instagram, or no, maybe it was Twitter, but the USCPSC, the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, posted a warning or a public service announcement. And it starts off, and tell me if you catch anything in here that strikes you as odd.
Okay.
It says, a truth you've always known, a cause you can believe in, a meme should not become a family tragedy, don't eat poison. Human people united against eating laundry pods. Why do we have to say human people?
Well, that
is this a thing I'm missing where we can't just say human or people? I'm not going to claim I'm.
A writer now, so you can use your editorial.
But who is it? I feel like it's the same thing. I feel like if I say human, it implies people. And if I say people, it implies humans. Why is the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission? Are we worried we're going to upset? You know, because nowadays, you know, with transgenders and you know, trying to make sure that you don't assume gender
to be politically
for any
correct,
person.
Right.
Yeah. But I just felt like, did I miss a memo? Because I've got the transgender one and I'm trying to be better about just assuming that it's a he or a she and properly addressing them as required and, you know, being more sensitive and all that, whatever.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. But human people, is that a thing? I mean, are you going to be offended if I call you human but not a people?
I might. Just depends on the day. You know me.
Well,
no, I mean, that is – I mean, look.
It's the stupidest thing.
It is dumb. And you should have someone in your PR department, in your communications department, or wherever you got the press release coming out from that can at least go, that's redundancy.
Yeah. Now, why do we need human and people? I don't know, but that bothered me. But I also wrote about the coldest city in the world. And it's in Russia, go figure. And it was just my wife just showed me a picture, and so I had to research it. But it's a place, it's a remote Russian city called Yakutia. It's the Yakutia region. And it got down to -67 degrees Celsius, which is a -88.6 degrees Fahrenheit. And we were like, oh my God, it's so cold. It's 19 degrees. It was minus 88.6 in this godforsaken place. And people live there.
I was going to say, because I'm looking at it, a million people in about 3,300 miles east, and they're 3,300 miles east of Moscow, and they have a million people in their population there.
They said the ground is permanently frozen. It never thaws. It's a permafrost.
So the coldest I've ever been in that I can remember in Wisconsin was, it was minus 27 temperature-wise, and with the wind chill, it made it minus 63.
Wow. Well, this isn't minus 88.6 is the temperature, not the feels like.
Right.
Not when the wind hits your ass.
So I was
and you
minus,
just immediately turn into a human popsicle.
Minus 27 before.
Yeah. That's
that
cold.
Ain't no joke.
That's no.
But then you double it.
I think I've been in like two. Like when I was in Minnesota, about I was up there doing a gig about 3 years ago in February, which is the wrong. You don't want to go to Minnesota
in
February.
Super Bowl's in February in Minnesota.
Yeah. And it was like 3 degrees one day. And yeah. I was like, holy yeah. bleep, this is the coldest I've ever been.
Yeah.
And I do pretty well in the cold. I'm not, I mean, I get cold, but I don't like here when it gets 40, people are like, they're in parkas now, and wool hats and Uggs. And
you're right. And there are people that over exaggerate, just like we were talking about on the roads yesterday. But I will say this, and I've said this before, because of the humidity and the moisture in the air down here, it feels colder when it's the temperature is warmer here than if you had the same temperature
the
in the Midwest. Yeah, that cold bite with the moisture in it is harder to take than when it's up north, it's really dry.
Yeah.
So at a certain point, it all kind of feels the same. It's not like that
yeah,
excessively
six
more
and
cold.
Negative three is just like, yeah, it's
yeah,
just cold.
Exactly. But here, man, it can be 37 degrees, but if you got humidity and a little wind,
yeah.
feels like it's about 8.
This thing said in the village, this article, it was on the timesofindia.indiatimes.com, but it said in the village of Omyakon, one of the coldest inhabited places on Earth, state-owned Russian television showed the mercury falling to the bottom of the thermometer that was only set up to measure down to minus 50 degrees. In 2013, Omyakon recorded an all-time low of minus 71 degrees Celsius, which is minus 98 Fahrenheit. At that point, when it hits minus 98, I feel like there should be a town hall meeting and everybody says, you know what, we're moving. This is bull crap. Like, this is way too cold. And they have this picture where, look at this lady's eyelashes. Look, it's
oh, good Lord.
Yeah, there's frost.
Not to mention that the scarf makes her look like she's a Muppet.
Yeah, that's just too, if there's ice, if my eyelashes are frozen, I don't need this.
I'm
out.
With you. And that's the thing that you gotta.
But how are there people living there? That's insane.
Well, the restaurants, Barry. You know, with all the people that want to stay inside. Obviously, the kielbasa is outstanding.
It's probably cheaper to keep your food cold and all that. You just leave your food out. It's
yeah,
just
you don't need a freezer.
No.
It's right there. I don't know, man. Look.
Damn all that.
You know, everybody always says and wants to experience the four seasons and wants to experience snow and everything like that. I got out as fast as I could because at a certain point you get so sick and tired of knowing that there's going to be a good portion of every year
yeah.
in which you're going to be inside.
Now, would you rather live somewhere that was minus 20 degrees Fahrenheit or, you know, in the winter
mm-hmm.
or a place that was 130 degrees Fahrenheit in the summer?
What's the humidity like? I mean, literally, I don't mind the heat.
Okay.
I've played golf every single chance I've gotten in summers when it was 100 plus, and everybody's like, you know, it golf courses in Houston in the summer, you can always pretty much find a tee time between like noon and 4 because it's just the most
yeah
unbearable heat. We used to love that because
admittedly, you're not doing as much outside when it's cold yeah, as you are when it's hot.
You get used to it, and again, I would rather deal with sweating.
But now remember, I'm not saying it's 98 or 103 like it gets here.
Right.
I'm saying 130, like an extremely hot versus an extremely cold.
Believe me, having done close to both,
yeah.
I'll take the heat over the cold every time.
Okay. I don't know because I feel like I can only get so naked. I can only get so naked to cool off. But you can keep bundling up
now, remember,
to get warm.
You got that thing on the one side of the farm where people can't see in.
The
so
wind,
you can
what do
get
we call
completely
that?
Naked.
What
the
do we
windbreaker.
The wind, yeah, the windbreak.
Yeah, you got a windbreak.
I don't know. I think I would rather be where it's cold. honestly, because the heat that's stifling 130, ugh.
It's really, to me, that's not, it's so much easier to deal with that. Like, if you've experienced, really? I've experienced frostbite. I've experienced where you get some pretty serious conditions that can happen because of the cold.
Yeah.
I'd rather, if my chances of getting heat stroke are all I got to worry about, or as frostbite? Opposed to all you can get with frostbite,
you obviously never had heat stroke
and all that.
I passed out mowing the lawn once. That's not fun.
No, it's not.
I was in Phoenix once on business several years ago when I worked for Cisco Foods, and this is back when I smoked. And they were, this was, you couldn't smoke indoors. They had a smoking section, but it was outside and across the parking lot. And so they were like, yeah, you just got to go across the way there. So I was like, cool. So I had rubber shoes. It was dress shoes, but with rubber soles. Mm-hmm. And I walked out there and I'm standing in the parking lot smoking. And I walk back and I notice that my shoes are getting mushy. And then I look down and they're sticking to the, my shoes melted. Mm-hmm. I don't need that kind of heat. That's stupid.
Yeah, I mean, there's obviously negative side effects to both. But if you ask me, I'm going with the heat rather than the cold.
All right.
But, you know.
I don't know. Because then no one wants to snuggle with you. You know, Lisa's not going to want to be snuggling with you when you're,
when the heat is on, baby. Come on.
When it's hot, when it's cold, you can get your woman to snuggle up with you.
We got built-in slippery.
Well, there you go.
There you go. There's that, too. All right, so we'll continue to roll on. Right now, I want to tell you again about my good friends at Gallery Furniture. Mattress Mac and his staff are back with us, and we're glad to have him because he does things to take care of the people of Houston. We know that. We've seen it with the hurricane. We've seen it with the wildfires in California. We've seen it with the Astros promotion where if you if the Astros win it all, you get it all. If you spend $3,000 or more on bedroom furniture, well, that's going to be in effect again. So if you want to go get your bedroom furniture now and take the gamble and the risk that if you believe in your Astros and they win it all, you get it all for free, he's doing that again. So head out to one of the three Gallery Furniture locations and check that out, if nothing else, because that is a deal, and you know how stocked the Astros are. And we're just starting to talk about the press conference with Gerrit Cole. With the Astros getting stronger and better, coming off a World Series, you got a chance to get bedroom furniture for free. The three locations in the Galleria at Post Oak, right there across from Dillard's. I-45 North, exit Tidwell Parker both ways is the mainstay in the original location. And the new location on Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland is fantastic. But any of the three locations have all the same deals. You buy $4,000 worth of furniture on any one of the three locations, you get 36% back in free accessories. And there's so much more. Everyday deals can be had with better deals at Gallery Furniture than just about anywhere else. And I'm not just saying that. I believe in it. I get my furniture there. I mentioned Brandon from our staff that just went out there and saved thousands and got a great deal and got it delivered the same day. It's all the way Gallery does business. It's not just blowing smoke when they talk it. They walk the walk, and they take care of you. Check them out. One of the three locations I mentioned. And tell them Joel Blank sent you because I believe in Gallery Furniture. And Max says it, and it is true. Gallery really will save you money.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're proud of you, gang.
Are we?
I don't know that we need everybody's food visuals like a lot of people in town like to do. I'm just not one of those people that wants to take pictures of my food and put it out there.
It depends. I'll do it.
But I do like, from our weight loss challenge participants, the fact that, like, Jordan said he did a chicken salad today and sent a picture of it as opposed to McDonald's. That's the stuff we're talking about. That's fantastic.
Right, right.
So that's good stuff. And speaking of that, Mo is going to join us because we've talked to Mo about, from a daily perspective, he's tweeting it. And then Thursdays at 2:30, we're going to have guests that will help you with verbal suggestions to kind of keep you on your beaten path with the fitness challenge, whether that be diet-wise, workout-wise, healthy living-wise, lifestyle-wise. Those kind of things. So Mo from Houston Family Nutrition, who's kind of one of the guys that helped us get this whole thing off the ground, will join us. And if you guys have questions for him, hit us up with them. You can hit us on Twitter at Barry is Funny, at The Producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K. and we'll try to get those out. And if you want to call the show at 2:30 and ask Mo a question or two, we'll get those out of the way as well. 713-780-3776. You can also text questions, and we'll try and screen them all and get the best ones to Mo.
And another thing you should do is go to Facebook and just search, click on the little search icon and type in the Usual Suspects Weight Loss Challenge. There's a Facebook group you can join. People are just talking about different things that they're doing. Chris Householder is always good about,
he's
hey,
great.
I'm going to play baseball if anybody wants to meet up and run. I'm going to do this 5K or 10K if anybody wants to join me and do that. So it's a good way to get some support as well. You know, I remember a long time ago, well before I got into radio, when 1560 first launched, I loved hanging out with listeners of 1560 that loved it as much as I did, and we would get together and hang out, and that can, you have something in common and you meet new people, and it's a cool thing to do. I mean, you meet new people, you get out of the house, and it's people that you have something in common with. So
yeah, I mean,
check it out.
Mike, for example, who was of Get Me, mm-hmm. and then
Pick Me,
now Pick Me, and Look At Me, and all the other things, but he came from Chicago, and he told me. And he sent a message to both of us, too, thanking us for getting this thing going. And primarily because of the camaraderie aspect. Because he doesn't know that many people in this town. And because of this challenge, he's already been able to befriend several people that can give him suggestions. He can show what's working for him. And like you said, and then go like do workout tips, either do them together or take a tip from somebody else and try it.
Yep.
And that's the whole reason why we did what we did. Because we wanted to make a difference. And we wanted to make, you know, you the listeners that make our show go. We wanted to do something for you guys as well, and we're participating, which is fantastic. I hit the treadmill last night, by the way, and I didn't want to, but I did.
How much are you down? How many pounds?
I don't weigh myself on a daily basis like you do,
yeah.
But I know I'm eating right. I'm eating like
down
Mo
about
said,
six.
Lots
your
of fruit,
your
vegetables.
Friendly neighborhood salesman said he's down 11 pounds.
That's great.
Yeah, that's badass.
But I got
Get
3.5 miles in again for the second time already this week, so I'm knocking it out. So I'm just gonna keep making sure I do the workouts, eat right, and then weekly I'll weigh in.
Somebody said, I weighed in at Tombaugh. How do we get our three meals? That's coming pretty soon. They're working on the logistics for that, but that'll happen pretty quickly. You might be picking them up here at the station or maybe out at Moe's place. We don't know yet. They're working on it.
You can probably pick them up under Jordan's
desk. One thing I do want to do is bust the collective balls of the Beaumont area.
Okay.
Apparently... The majority of our listeners that are entering into this weight loss challenge are from here in Houston. And I know for a fact two things. I know for a fact that, one, we have a huge listening contingent in Beaumont.
No doubt.
Not just for this show, but for this station.
We've witnessed it when we went on location.
And two, I know for a fact that there's a lot of fat asses in Beaumont. And why you guys didn't get in on this.
I'm not touching that.
I have no idea.
You guys hear that, Beaumont? That was Nat Producer Nick. That was
Listen,
Barry Laminack at Barry is Funny.
We're trying
on Twitter.
To get you guys healthy. We put all this together and you just ignored it. And I will not have it. You guys should have been in on this. Shame on you.
I figured you were going to get a bunch of people upset for not being able to get into the...
Listen, you know who you are. You're listening right now and you're thinking, I was going to do it, but yeah. Well, shame on you. You should have done it. It's cool. There's a lot of stuff that we've got planned for you that you're gonna miss out on because you were too lazy.
Did we?
To go weigh in.
Did
we even
by the
got
way?
Weigh-in locations in Beaumont so you didn't have to
we
drive
did.
Out here. And
good
a lot
thing
of
we
you
got
didn't
two
do
locations
it.
For the two people that signed up in Beaumont.
Oh, it was more than that, but yeah.
Did we use an executive decision on...
Use an executive decision?
Make an executive decision? Okay, Mr. Grammer, why don't you get on the text messages and tweets? And,
as a human person,
correct.
As
yeah,
a human
exactly.
person, I want you to make sure... What?
Didn't we have a couple people that had medical issues going on that we could have like waived the deadline for?
Eric Resendez, I think.
Eric, yeah.
But I don't know. I think he still made it. I mean,
hopefully.
If you had a legit excuse, but with the poor turnout in Beaumont, I chalk it up to laziness. That's all.
You know, there is an
it's
uptick in fast food restaurant service at the drive-thru window in Beaumont. So that there might have been choices to make and people made them the other way.
Oh, so you just let me go out and then you're just going to come in and clean
yeah,
it up
why
with some.
Not?
Then he's going to let
Nick,
me get out
on,
there.
Your turn. Get in
Look,
here. Let's go.
I'm the tip of the spear, right? I got to get out there and throw out the first couple of insults. And then Joel comes in and just.
Never in a million years have you only been considered the tip of anything. Let me just make that very clear.
I'm the ass.
By the way, is Mo taking phone calls or questions?
Yeah. 713-780-3776. If you got a question, if you want to,
he's actually out there tweeting it.
Like, ask about, like, you know what I have questions about that I want to know about? I want to ask him about Keith. What?
Sperm count?
Oh, Joel, yeah, Joel wants to know how many calories.
That was a different segment of a different show.
Joel wants to know how many calories are in.
No. No, nice try.
No, but I want to ask him about, like, the keto diet and if that's healthy or is it just another form of Atkins. And so, yeah, I have questions for Mo as well. So if you have questions, 713-780-3776 at 2:30 when Mo joins us from Houston Family Nutrition. And every week we're going to have somebody, you know, in the health and fitness landscape joining us to talk about it and maybe help you guys out a little bit. We got our first text from Beaumont that said, up yours, Barry. So good. I hope you're mad enough to go on a diet. I hope it worked.
Well, and here's the biggest thing, too. You might have missed the weigh-in, but just for your own benefit and for your own good.
Yeah.
Join in and do some things.
You can still join the Facebook group, The Usual Suspects Weight Loss Challenge. You can still hang out. You can still, you know, participate. You just can't win all the badass prizes. And that's your bad. But you know what? You can still get healthy and be around to see your children and all that. So why not join?
No doubt about it.
Shout out to Barry. This was from a Cisco driver here in Beaumont. Yep. Okay.
As long as you got that in. Ronnie, don't call me Ronnie. Lot wants to get in here and talk about the Beaumont contingent. Lot, what's up?
Hey, man, I'm in Beaumont, and me and my wife, we weighed in at World Gym off a dollar.
Good, man. Thank you, Lot.
Lot,
so y'all saying ain't nobody weigh in on time, but I had to let y'all know, man, we did.
That's good. Have you started your diet and everything, Lot?
Oh, yeah.
Do you weigh every day? Because I'm obsessed with it. I weigh every day.
Nah, I don't weigh every day.
Okay.
I'm 370. I'm trying to get down to 225.
Good, man. So do you think you've already lost some weight?
Yeah, I lost about 5 pounds.
There you go.
Now, did
just
you
like
see,
that. Lot, just
when
like
you
that.
Were registering
you,
and weighing in, did anybody else, was there a line? Was there anybody else that you had to wait to get to? Or are we like far off? See?
Actually, it was just me and my wife, and then we were the first two on the list. And there when we go. Got there, they didn't know how the process was working.
No, we don't need all that. Yeah. Lot, don't ruin it.
Any chance there was anybody in the gym portion of World's Gym?
Huh?
Was there anybody in the gym portion of World's Gym?
Yeah, it was people in there.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. All
now,
right.
Now, Lot, what is your main way of losing weight? Are you going to start exercising soon, or is it just diet, or is it a combination?
Man, it's a diet, and what I'm doing right now, I'm doing 30 burpees for these 12 weeks.
Damn.
Okay, good stuff.
That 30 burpees badass. A day. That is badass, man. Keep it up, Lot.
Yep, keep
I'm looking forward
right,
to meeting you, man.
All right,
brother.
See?
Good stuff. See, that's what we're talking about. That's why we did this.
Yeah, I'm not saying there weren't people in Beaumont.
Oh, yeah,
I'm just saying with as many people that listen,
you
I would have
Nick
expected...
You and Nick are going to be on most wanted
I don't care about that. I would have expected a better turnout from Beaumont.
Although, you got to remember, too, Nick could be on a lot of Most Wanted, and some of them are with Cougars. So, he's got the good and the bad in the B. So, we got to keep that in mind.
I don't think it's just Cougars. I think it's everybody.
Oh,
I think I've turned new leaf in Beaumont, and
yet,
Barry's
man.
The new enemy. That's what I think.
Yeah, do not pad your stats.
Did y'all get a number for that bus that Nick just ran me over with?
There.
Man.
All right. Mo's going to join us next as we get into some nutritional tips for you. And if you got questions for him like Barry does, 713-780-3776, HR&P listener line. Call, text, tweet us, Usual Suspects, ESPN 975.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 975 Houston. Hello.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're coming out of the locker room after the halftime break. We got 90 in the rear view and 90 still to go to the big show. We promised him, we bring him to you. It is Mo from Houston Family Nutrition. He is joining us now on the hotline as we get you caught up on any questions and answers that you need to discuss as we get this weight loss challenge going in week number one. Mo, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me back on.
Anytime, my friend. Right off the bat, Barry, you got a question for Mo.
Yeah, I did. Well, Mo, you've been giving out good tips on Twitter and on the Usual Suspects Weight Loss Challenge Facebook page, and I encourage people to go and follow you on Twitter. It's HuFam Nutrition, correct?
Yes, HuFam Nutrition.
Yeah.
On Twitter, yes, we're releasing daily tips out there every day of this contest. So yeah.
Join the Facebook group as well. So the tips that you're giving out are cool. And I'm a guy that I can't just like eat good. I've got to have a diet with a plan and everything. And I've been looking into, cause I love steak and I love bacon and I love, I like assorted meats. Yeah. So I was looking at keto. I was looking at, the paleo diet. And of course back in the day I did the Atkins diet when it became all the rage.
Sure.
Tell me the difference between these three diets, which one you recommend, if you recommend any of them, and can those all be beneficial to a weight loss program?
Yeah, when we think about diets or diet plans to go on, really it's all in the spirit of, getting us to eat the way that we're supposed to, get us to be mindful of the food that we're supposed to eat. When you think about keto or Atkins, what we're trying to do is put the body into ketosis. And to do that, we're really trying to limit carbohydrates to a very, very low degree. Now, when a client of mine will, talk about going on ketogenic diet, I'll want to make sure that they're getting the vitamins and minerals that they're going to be missing out on by cutting out things like grains, cutting out things like fruits, which are the major contributor of carbohydrates. So, right off the bat, it's important to make sure you have a plan to get those nutrients, maybe with supplementation or some other means. And the other thing is, of course, I ask my clients, are you going to be eating that way for the rest of your life? Are you intending to do this for a period of time, or do you actually, want to eat like this for the rest of your life? And most of the time, it's, the answer is, well, I just want to do it till I lose the weight. And then my question is, well, how do you plan to eat after you lose the weight? Because I want people to have long-term success. So what I do at Houston Family Nutrition is I help them with the day after the diet. How are you going to eat to keep the weight off, to keep a healthy lifestyle?
That's good stuff. I mean, yep. On the flip side, Mo, the question I was going to ask, a lot of people are trying to live a healthier lifestyle by going more vegan or going more with eliminating meats and going plant-based. I saw a story on the Today Show about all these guys that were like 300 and 400 pounds that lost all this weight by going to a plant-based diet. But how do you still make sure you get your proteins and your essentials when you're eliminating a main source of your proteins and some fats, some good fats and things with some of the meats?
That's an excellent question. I mean, you're right. When you're eliminating whole food groups, whether you're missing out the vitamins and minerals or really missing out the proteins and the macronutrients, I mean, you're really talking to the value of a registered dietitian like me, where, you go to a pro to make sure that your bases are covered. Sometimes nutrition deficiencies will show up very obviously. You might feel tired, you might feel fatigued, hair might start to fall out. But sometimes those nutritional deficiencies, don't always show up very clearly. So a registered dietitian will look out for you and make sure that your bases are covered. Now, in terms of using a vegan diet or going meat-free to lose the weight, that's kind of individual by individual. For an individual that doesn't feel like they can stick with that long term, then I wouldn't say that's for them. If you want to cut back on some meat or have some meatless meals every now and again as a way to cut down some calories, increase your veggies, I think that's something worth trying.
Okay, that's good stuff.
All right, let's go to Juan. He's got a question for you on the phone lines. Juan, what's your question for Mo?
Hey, what's up, Steelerson? Juan, hey, I wanted to ask about saturated versus unsaturated fat, your comments, and also ask about the ratio of aerobic versus anaerobic exercise. What's more important?
Good stuff.
Well, one. Great question there. Yeah, so saturated fat, I'm glad you touched on that. We think of saturated fat as a fat that remains solid at room temperature. So when you have a big steak and you see the cap of fat around the outside, that white solid fat that's saturated fat, and of course the unsaturated fats are more like the liquid oils you know, maybe some of these like olive oils, flaxseed. Now, both of them have the same amount of calories, but they react in the body very, very differently. Saturated fat promotes increase in triglycerides, increase in cholesterol production from the liver, whereas unsaturated fats, the healthier fats, those promote, you know, the opposite effect, a decrease, and we see a decrease in cholesterol when folks are getting adequate amounts of unsaturated fat. You can find unsaturated fat in, you know, in fish, in nuts, seeds, those kind of things. And, of course, saturated fats are going to be things like margarine, butter, and meat. So we want to keep saturated fat to about 7 grams per day or less. Now, as far as aerobic exercise or anaerobic exercise, my first comment is going to be, you know, I would just say, let's get exercising, right? I've already seen in this contest in the Facebook group, so many folks are kind of pushing through even the cold weather we've had the last couple of days, just getting out there and starting to move their muscles, starting to get active. That was really, really great to see, because if you can get out on a really cold day, you know, when the weather's a lot nicer, of course you're going to get moving. You know, you want to get a mix of cardio, so get your heart rate up a little bit, and you want to mix in some strength. You want to build muscle, because muscle burns calories even when you're at rest.
If you want to call, like Juan, 713-780-3776, we've got a couple minutes left in the segment if you have a question for Mo. So, Mo, the way I remember saturated versus unsaturated is that the saturated fats are delicious, but they're bad for you, so you can't have those. Talk a little bit about, you mentioned a little bit about the muscle thing. I think a misconception from a lot of people is if you work out and you try to add a lot of muscle that you're not going to lose weight, but you were saying it's kind of the opposite. Is that true?
Yes, that is absolutely, yeah. That's one of the biggest myths that we want to tackle. You know, bulking up or you know, trying to tack on muscle, the activities that you'll put in, your first of all, you're going to be burning calories. Also, you're going to be losing a lot of fat. When we look at the weight on the scale, that's really just one factor. You know, this whole contest, you know, we're calling it a fitness challenge. We're calling it, you know, we're counting the pounds on the scale. But at the same time, we're promoting fat loss. So we want to make sure that the weight that we have on us is going to be, you know, the right kind of weight. You know, at my practice, I have a monitor that I measure my clients' body fat percentage along with the weight. So they'll come to me, we'll weigh in every session, but I'll also measure their body fat percent, and I'll measure the waist and hip measurements to make sure that the fat is melting off the right areas. And, you know, with the body fat monitor, we're making sure that, you know, the weight coming off is not muscle weight. It's actually, you know, the fat. So bulking up, building muscle will help you improve your calorie balance, will help you keep lose fat, but also keep the fat off.
That's awesome stuff, Mo. We appreciate you spending some time with us. Houston Family Nutrition on Twitter. It's at @HOUFAMNutrition. And Mo, you're at 900 Lovett in the Montrose area. If people want to come out and see you, because you will consult and help them, get them signed up on some things, tell them also how to reach out to you via phone.
Yeah, so you can reach me at 832-844-0789. Again, 832-844-0789. And guys, this thing is really, really off to a great start. A lot of people have been downloading the free meal plan. A lot of people joining the Facebook group. So there's a lot of momentum on this thing.
Yeah, we're having a lot of fun with it too, Mo. And a lot of it's because of you. So we appreciate your participation as well. And we'll be in touch again real soon.
Excellent. Look forward to talking to you guys.
There you go. Mo from Houston Family Nutrition. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with a whole lot more. If there's something on your mind, the hotline is now open, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Back with a whole lot more on The Usual Suspects. It's ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back. Knee deep in hour number two of the 3-hour extravaganza that is The Usual Suspects. We had teased a little bit before. There were two press conferences in the city yesterday, and if you didn't pay any attention to them, we understand why, with everything that was going on with weather and traffic and the entire city frozen, so to speak. But we'll start right away with what happened over there at Minute Maid the juice box as the press conference actually finalized what was already final, and that is Gerrit Cole is a member of your world champion Houston Astros, to say that he was excited to be a part of this organization and to know that going forward he is going to be a part of a winner was first and foremost on his mind. And he talked a little bit about what he thinks needs to be done so that this team can actually repeat as World Series champions.
I was just tremendously excited. I was out with some friends having a good time for my wife's week, birthday weekend, and so it was a really good phone call. How do you ask for anything more than to be coming to the world champions? So I mean, I think it boils down to command. I think it boils down to executing pitches. There are a lot of contributing factors, but you know, I'm just going to trust what I do. Continue to use the resources around me. Try to soak up as much as I can from some of the veterans on this team and some of the really good players. I'm looking forward to working with Brian McCann, and I'm looking forward to a new approach. I know there are some things that the Astros do that are different.
Yeah, I mean, from the standpoint of he said all the right things, but I got two words for you as to why he is going to be – because people are questioning his 12-12 record and all this other stuff. I have two words for you as to why I believe Gerrit Cole is going to have a great year next year.
Can I guess?
Yep.
Charlie Morton.
Close, but no.
What?
Brent Strom.
Yep.
Strom, because even Justin Verlander said, for all those things that the Astros do differently, the way Strom works with pitchers and suggests – In a non-threatening way and gets things through that they actually try and take seriously can make a difference. I think, yeah, because of what you saw in Charlie Morton, thanks to a Brent Strom, because you heard what Verlander said about him. You can go up and down the list. I think Brent Strom's going to have a huge impact on Gerrit Cole, and I think Gerrit Cole's going to have a good year.
Here's the thing, if you want to draw any kind of comparisons, Charlie Morton was with the Pirates for about six years, and his last couple of years there, he was 7-4, 6-12, and 9-9. And then he spent a little bit of time in Philly, got injured. He was 1-1 in Philly with a 4.15 ERA. His ERA in Pittsburgh his last year was 4.81. Then he comes to Houston, he puts in a 14-7 year with a 3.60 plus ERA. And a lot of it has to do with approach and mechanics and coaching.
Yep.
So if you're worried about one year, a down year from Gerrit Cole, don't be. Is his record, great the last couple of years in Pittsburgh? No, but he was also in Pittsburgh.
Exactly.
The last couple of years.
Right.
And, there has been several pitchers, including, look no further than Justin Verlander, talking about what a difference the approach, and you heard Gerrit Cole mention it in his press conference. He talked about approach. I'm looking forward to a different approach. The Astros have that, and they teach that, and they show that to all of their pitchers, including Justin Verlander, who said he learned how to throw a better breaking ball when he came to the Astros than he was throwing in Detroit as a Cy Young Award winner. So I think Gerrit Cole is going to be a better pitcher than even he's been up to this point.
Jim Crane was on with Lance and John on the bench this morning. And one of the things that he said was before he took over the team, they didn't even have a room that studied video and did all the things that they needed to do with analytics and everything else. Now every pitcher is dealing with spin rate, dealing with all the mechanical things with high speed video so they can actually see it and how it translates. That's the kind of thing that we're talking about when you talk about just a systematic environment that implements not only analytics but high-speed video and can put it in such a way that you can digest it, understand it, and then translate it into how you can make changes. That's what's fantastic. And good time to plug your article. You talked about rotations of the future and things that are going to be with this team now as we go forward, too. And so you'll touch on that, too, because this makes this team better regardless.
I think the you could definitely make an argument, and I'm sure the Washingtons of the world and the Dodgers and the Indians would have something to say about that, but I think you could statistically prove out that this might make the Astros the best rotation in baseball with the addition of Gerrit Cole. And you can look at it numbers-wise, you can look at it production-wise, but when you talk about Gerrit Cole as your number three and Charlie Morton is probably your five in a five-man rotation going into next year, that's damn strong. I mean, they're
Take the combined ERAs of all of them.
Yeah, not only that, but this also makes your team better because now your bullpen is stronger because Colin McHugh and Brad Peacock are in the bullpen. There's no the Gerrit Cole trade leaves no doubt that those two guys are going to add significant depth, especially to the to your middle relief.
For sure, but don't you think they're going to try and find a home for McHugh?
I don't know. I don't think so. And let me explain why. Because he's got 2 years left on his deal, right?
Right.
So if you trade him out, then yeah, depending on what you try to get back, right? If you're going to add some bullpen help or whatnot. But when you look at contracts and who's under control over the next couple of years, in 2018, your rotation sets up as Verlander, Keuchel, Cole, McCullers, and Morton. And then Peacock and McHugh go in and add a significant amount of depth to your bullpen,
and
right?
Marchez again.
A bullpen that faded. And now keep in mind, there's two scenarios where you'll see these guys back. Injuries. We know that McCullers can't stay healthy. Morton might spend some time. Keuchel might spend some time. But it's good to know that you have these guys that can take their place and spot starts and whatnot. And on the occasion that A.J. Hinch might decide to go to a six-man rotation for whatever reason, whether it be scheduling, just to give some guys a rest.
Yeah, take some innings off of some
guys. Yeah, so you've got that built-in depth now. By adding one guy, you bolster that bullpen two more times over, plus the additions of Smith and Rondon. But look at 2019, right? So in 2019, Dallas Keuchel's a free agent, probably going to be gone. He's going to command somewhere between $23 to $25 million a year. You already have that in Verlander. You can't afford to eat right. two of those contracts. So Dallas Keuchel is probably gone at that point. Also, Charlie Morton's going to be a free agent. I think he'll test free agent waters. And why would you keep Charlie Morton when you have another 2 years into 2020 with Brad Peacock? When you could look at that rotation and say, well, we're going to lose Morton to free agency, but we'll plug Brad Peacock into his spot, into the fifth spot in the rotation, that makes a ton of sense. So your rotation in 2019 shapes up to be something in the neighborhood of Verlander, Cole, McCullers, McHugh, and Peacock. That's still pretty damn good to make a World Series run in 2019 as
and
well.
And in all this discussion that we just had, you didn't mention once Francis Martez, Forrest Whitley.
And well, I'm getting to Whitley. I think Whitley will be up in 2019.
I'm just saying. The good news is depth. With all the depth you're already talking about, there's two more we didn't even mention.
I'm not really sold on Martez. I think he'll be a guy that they trade because he was a hot prospect coming up. He didn't do so well, but I think he's a guy that you can use as trade bait if you wanted to put a package together at the end of the trade deadline to fill the hole or a void on this team, which is probably going to happen at some point. Everybody's going to have them. But so I think 2019, your five-man rotation, Verlander, Cole, McCullers, McHugh, and Peacock. Whitley gets added to the bullpen, whether it's in May or maybe September call-ups. But I think in 2020 is when Whitley cracks that rotation. And it's still not a bad rotation. It's the last year of Verlander in 2020. McCullers is still here. He'll be here through 2021. In fact, he's the only guy on the roster that would be around in 2021.
Wow.
Everybody else's contracts are up. So you might even see Peacock, Verlander, McCullers, and Whitley in 2020, which will be four of your five-man rotation. Still not bad, but keep in mind Verlander's 37.
Still better than most.
Yeah, Verlander will be 37. I think he'll retire after that. He's got his ring. Who knows?
And he's got his square torso.
But so I break it all down. Yeah, I break it all down in much more detail at sportsmap.com if you're interested in the different rotational scenarios.
You got a new article up that everybody should be reading anyway.
Yeah.
Check sportsmap.com and check Barry's article on the rotations of now and the future for the Houston Astros. And by the way, A.J. Hinch was at the press conference. He says, regardless of how you look at the pitching situation, adding Gerrit Cole simply makes them better.
Oh, no doubt.
You know, I think we got better the day that the deal was finalized. You know, obviously for us to be able to start an exceptional starting pitcher, you know, every day has been a staple of our success. I think he adds to the mix of quality starters in on a quality team. So, you know, when I got the call that the deal was done, I couldn't wait to talk to him, get to know him a little bit, and start, you know, the build for whatever's next for all of us.
Here's the other thing. We talked about system and systematically how it's a change and a culture change when you go to the Houston Astros. The other thing is, regardless of other managers you've had in the past, and that some are disciplinarians and military type style, you're going to get a guy that is a player's manager. He doesn't take any crap, but
no.
He is the perfect blend because he spent time in the front office in Arizona. He's the perfect blend between analytics and on-field eye test.
Yep.
And he knows what buttons to push. Think about what he did with Marwin Gonzalez. He found a place for him to play every day, regardless if it was infield, outfield, DH, wherever he was, because he knew that guy was hot.
And it was also, and I mean, you got to give credit to Marvin Gonzalez for being able to do it, but it allowed you to rest your players throughout the year. Altuve got to rest a little bit. Correa got to rest a little bit. You got to rest Bregman. You filled a void in left field, which still might be a hole going into 2018. But yeah, and you're right. He seems to make the right moves. He even when they scuffled a bit down the stretch, what was it, July?
August.
When they had a rough August, I guess. He was level-headed. Yeah. He kept his cool, and I think those players needed to see that as well. But you're right. He'll go out to the mound, and he'll chew your ass out. Mm. And he's shown that on several occasions. That's Mike Fiers. Mike Fiers got his ass chewed out on several different occasions last year, as did other Martez.
Think about
Francis Martez, a guy who, just throw strikes, dude.
Yeah, you could see it.
See him get out there and get after him.
Think about how he handled the Giles situation.
Yep.
Could have been volatile. Giles is kind of a fired-up kind of guy, too. But you know what? He diffused it. He completely talked about it with the player. Then he talked about it with the media. Never bashed the guy. Said, look, we'll see how it goes from here, but this is the decision that we've come to and I've made. I think he's the perfect fit for this team, and he is a big reason why players succeed in this system.
I would agree. You know what else is a perfect fit for this city?
What's that?
Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen.
Yeehaw.
Why? Because we love to eat in Houston, but we don't like to eat just anything. We want good food, and that's what Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen gives you. It's a fusion of both Southern comfort and Indian food, and you're thinking, I've never heard of that. That's right. It's new, it's exciting, and it's delicious. You're going to love it. Get out there and try it. 1901 Taft in Midtown. You've heard me talk about Cowboys and Indians for months now, and I'm wondering why you haven't gone yet. I know some of you have. You've gotten back to me and said how much you loved it, how delicious it was. To this day, I've never had anyone get back to me and say they didn't like the food when they went to Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen. And that's why I want you to go. Yes, you listening to me saying, I've never been there. Get out there and try the best buttered chicken in Houston. Get out there and try quesadillas made with some of the best naan bread you will taste anywhere. Himalayan Heat Burger, one of the best in the city. Curry, chicken fried steak, doesn't matter. All the food's delicious. The Indian food is family recipes passed down over generations through Haas's family and then perfected there in the Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen. They also have a full-service bar if you want to get out there and watch a game, maybe sip a few drinks. You can have it delivered to your house via DoorDash, Uber Eats, or Grubhub. Whatever you do, give them a try. You're going to love it. More information is on Facebook at CNI713. You can enjoy the food at 1901 Taft in Midtown. Whatever you do, take your taste buds on a delicious journey around the world. It's Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen. There's nothing like it.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.